5,236 miles. Outside air temperature, 66 Fahrenheit, 5,429 miles. 36,127 feet high, 5,737 miles. Time to destination, exactly 2 hours. On my flight to Shanghai, and when I get there, I'm gonna lie down in my hotel room and not turn on CNN. Don't want to hear about a guy named Wiener sending pictures of his dick to a 15-year-old kid. Don't want to hear no more Trump trash talking, or Hillary smearing Trump when she's got her own freak for a husband. Bill Clinton had more ladies than Iron Mike. He even got blown by an intern in the Oval Office, right? But people sweep it under the rug because Bill smiles so peachy and his skin is snow white. Yeah, here we are 11 days until the election. And Hillary's now associated with the child predator's erection. And Trump wants to build walls to keep out Mexicans. But illegal immigrants did a job for me, and they did it right, and it passed the building code inspections. I got nothing against people wanting to escape poverty and running for safety in the land of the Americans.
It's a very hard election, isn't it? These two candidates are both walking, talking, power-hungry, steaming piles of white grits. It's a very hard election, isn't it? On November 8th, the best we can hope for is a president
who's either cocky and pompous and talks a lot of shit, one who's got the FBI high on their priority list, who's had the back of her hubby, who's the very definition of sexist, or is even allegedly another word that I won't say that also ends with ist. People say, Mark, why don't you write like you used to? I say, well, people, because it's no longer 1992. There was no Craigslist back then, or 9/11, or YouTube. And San Francisco wasn't being taken over by Silicon Valley tools. And music venues hosted musicians, fools. And now it's all about booking DJs, dude. Those DJs are so badass.
Oh, DJ, you're so cool.
Back then I made $200 a week. Working at a hotel in Canada was the only foreign country I'd ever been to, and man, what a treat. For anyone who's nuts about maple donuts, the game of hockey, and has a taste for crappie or walleye.
The beautiful old church down the street on the corner has been demolished, and it's now a Google Tech headquarters, and I can no longer buy CDs at Borders. If there's music I'm interested in, my girlfriend has to order it from Amazon off the goddamn internet. And that transaction now makes it into my songs, and I know it's pathetic, but I'm just calling it as that is what it is. Down the toilet went this music business.
People say, Mark, why don't you play Katie's song? Because she passed away, people, and I don't sing that one to cell phones. Katie used to sarcastically call me Dark Mark. She had a great sense of humor and a lust for life and a spark.
And she would have supported my every creative decision. She understood growth and art, and she understood me as a musician. Here I am in China at the Orange Hotel. Google is banned, and so is Facebook, they tell me. They don't even have CNN. And when you walk around the streets, it's like you died and went to heaven.
And the oranges are sweet, and this hotel is peaceful. This time off from the Hillary versus Trump slugfest feels pretty swell. You don't know it till you cross the ocean for a spell. But I think that the United States of America is going to hell. On a train from Shanghai to Beijing, herpes breaking out on my lip for the second time in the last 2 weeks. Show tonight that I'm flying off to Nashville to play the rhyming and sing to a grand piano. But on my mind, on my mind, on my mind, on my mind, it's my plastic Christmas tree in my house out there on the snow line. Gonna settle down there this Christmas with my girlfriend and her cat, and hope that her cat finds that sneaky little rat.
that snuck in when the new roof was being done. You fix something, another thing becomes undone. And it goes on and on and on and on. If you buy a house, it was built in 1851. And I hope that on Christmas Eve the snow falls. It's magic when that happens, and I'm gonna sleep like Lou Rawls after 3 consecutive world tours. Next year I'm gonna take some time off, organize my affairs, clean my chimney, and get my hot tub going. Gonna let some time turn without me brothers and sisters. Gonna spend some time with my girl and our little baby with whiskers. Beijing to USA and I'm way up in the sky, with my stuffed panda bear and a book called 1775. China was beautiful and the fans there were so polite, but it was all a dream in the grand scheme of things. I'm flying home.